Welcome to the podcast where we talk about all things blended families. I share my personal journey, again I repeat, my personal journey from a stepmom's perspective. It is also a time for reflections and new realizations. Join me as I try to unpack the last 16 years of my life. This is my story, and in case of any exaggeration or dramatization, trust me, it's purely coincidental. To Mike and my family, and also my extended family, sorry, not sorry. Finally, episode 6 is here. I know the consistency is wanting, but I'm going to work on it. I hope you enjoyed today's video. It's a bit of a unique one. I recently asked my audience on Instagram to share any dilemmas they have or any questions they have regarding the blended family setup. My PA is going to ask me the questions that you guys asked and the dilemmas you are in with regards to blended family. So here we go.
Okay, so the first question is, hi, mm-hmm. Catherine, what are your thoughts on prenup, especially in a blended family?
That's a good question. As someone who's thinking ahead, I think it's something that I would suggest if you met each other at different stages of your life. For example, you have acquired a few assets and he's also acquired a few assets. I think a prenup is a good thing to make you feel safe. Put it on the table, discuss it, and get it out of the way as soon as you can, as fast as possible, because what someone acquired before you came into the marriage and after is very different. And maybe you have your own reasons for the prenup. Maybe you want your children to inherit something. So I think we need to normalize the idea of prenups. It's not a bad idea. And I think they should consult a lawyer and see how that can work.
Okay, so the next question is, how do you cope with people's view that you mm-hmm. stole another woman's husband, mostly your in-laws?
So you can't steal a whole person. I usually say, wow, if you can't steal a person, what about if they stole me? So anyway, people will always talk. People always talk. And you know the true story, you know the real story. I think it's something that people suffer from in the beginning, where you think you stole the person. They don't know the date or what time you met the person, so you could have been divorced by then. It's just a misconception. And what I would say to that person is, be confident that you did not steal anyone's person. And so if they think they stole, you stole a man, it's even funny saying it, you stole a man, then they can ask him and maybe he might decide if he wants to be returned or not.
To be returned.
Yeah.
Okay. So next question is, how do you interact with the kids without seeming like you are trying to overtake their real mom? The kids get along with you better than their real mom, and it's an issue with the mom. It's like a continuation.
Wow, let's start that. Wow, that question is a lot.
Should I repeat it?
Yes, repeat one at a time.
It's all together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how do you interact with the kids without seeming like you are trying to overtake their real mom?
Mm-hmm.
The kids get along with you better than their real mom, and it's an issue with the mom. So I guess you can like divide your answer into two.
Okay. I'll start with the first one is, how do you take care of the kids without seeming like you're replacing the bio parent? I don't think you can replace a bio parent. Someone who comes in and thinks that you can do that is actually not wise. There's no way you can come in and replace someone's biological parent. You're the step parent. You do what you have to do. You do the job. You definitely have your mandate, depending on you and your partner, what you came to do in the scenario. And that's why I always say, be clear. What are you doing? Did I come here to support my partner? And whenever you visit the house, I'll take care of you as my child. When you leave to go to your biological parent, you'll follow the rules there. So there's no replacing a bio parent. It's not possible.
Okay, then the second part was, the kids get along with you mm-hmm. better than the real mom, and it's an issue with the mom.
First of all, how do you ascertain that? Because, you know, you're not on the other side when they're with their mother. Whether they get along with me better than their mom, I think it's something they can answer. It's an issue for me. If we do get along, even just as a step parent and a child, that's good enough for me. I really don't need to get along with them better than their mom. That's not an issue. I would actually encourage if they also have a relationship with their bio mother. So yeah.
Okay. So next question is, mm-hmm. how do you deal with the guilt of feeling mm-hmm. like you broke another woman's marriage when you're a stepmom?
Oh wow. This question keeps coming up. I always say, you know how you came into the picture. You know the details, you and your partner. If you broke the relationship, that means one person allowed it to happen. If not, then you didn't. I think people just view being a stepmother or a stepfather as you came in and hijacked the family. To be honest, guys, it's not something even people think about. There's no one who grows up wanting to be a stepfather or a stepmother. No, it just happens and you go with it. So people need to stop feeling guilty and remove the stereotypes that you broke anyone's relationship, because maybe it wasn't even existing in the first place.
Okay, so the next question is more of a story time, but mm-hmm. with a question. So she says, I am 28 years old and I have this 49-year-old man who separated from the wife. He claims he is serious with me, but he loves anal sex and I hate it. But to him, he is fine with it. I've tried talking to him. He agreed. Then after some time, he wants it. I feel violated and I feel I want to leave this. Please advise.
Where? Mtaniwa. I think I will advise on the part of it's already worrying that she feels the way she feels, engaging with a partner. I would honestly, from my point of view, and I'm not an expert, I'd say just walk away. You know, you're 28, you're still young. Walk away and find yourself someone whose values align with yours. And it's not a must. There's no pressure. And again, when a man tells you they've separated, do you have the divorce papers? Because you claimed, do you have the divorce papers? Was the marriage annulled? Has introduced you to the family? So I'd say run now before it gets complicated.
Okay. Next question. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's possible to get into a relationship with mm-hmm. a great man mm-hmm. once you already have a child by another man? Mm-hmm. And in brackets, she puts, who isn't at all involved with his child?
Well, by all means, why not? You know, children grow. Watoto hajaekelewa mawe, they grow. Just because you have a child with someone else and things didn't work out, definitely. You go to the market, unaoga, unarudi soko, you get someone who'll accept you and your child, and life moves on. Funny thing is, when men have the children, they don't ask those questions. But when women have come with a child, it's sort of a big thing in our society. But men just enter with confidence. I'll just tell the lady, be confident. When you meet someone, let them know you have a child. Whether the father is present or not, that's irrelevant. You have a child with this person, and end of story. Can we come together and get married and we can have our own, or we don't need to have? So I think, yes, she's definitely a candidate.
Okay. Has the ex-wife ever attacked you or planned something evil towards you? How do you deal with such fears?
She's answered, whoever has asked, I hope it's a she, has answered the question. They're just fears. You know, you don't have any evidence. The ex attacking you, it's never happened to me. I think everyone stays on their lane. You don't need to get into each other's space. No, they're adults. At the end of the day, who is asking me a question? I wasn't there when things didn't work out. I came in to support my partner, so I don't see where we are clashing. And again, they're just fears. Don't spend energy worrying. Just spend energy working on your relationship, raising the children. Life is already hard without you having to imagine things that don't even exist.
Okay. The next person says, hey, honestly, I don't know where we are at. Lots of struggles, and in 2 weeks' time, we were supposed to do dowry that I had to cancel because apparently he says he feels less interested, which came as a shock to me after huge work. I am totally confused, but I know all things work together for good.
So when she says I put on the work, is work in terms of a blended family?
Let me just repeat what she said. Honestly, I don't know where we are at. Lots of struggles, and in 2 weeks' time, we were supposed to do dowry that I had to cancel because apparently he says he feels less interested, which came as a shock to me after huge work. I am totally confused, but I know all things work together for good. So I don't think it's in terms of a blended family, but just her relationship.
A relationship. I'd say going because... at least he's been honest and told you he's not interested. I always say, even if you are down the aisle and they are guests, if you feel in your heart it's not what you want to do, if you feel unsure, if one of you doesn't feel they want to go ahead with it, you're allowed. Watu naweza kula mchele na waende nyumbani. It's not a must. So I tell her, going. Kanyaga kubwa kubwa ukienda. Men are many. They're not like the disciples of Jesus. You'll find another one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this one is more of a dilemma, not really a question. Mm-hmm. She says, my husband of 1 year impregnated his ex 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. I was 8 months pregnant then. Mm-hmm. They are having twins, FYI.
Hey, Nairobi, akuna ati my husband. Our husband. Kairo. So they're both pregnant at the same time. She's 8 months pregnant. And the other lady is 4 months pregnant. Definitely, that's a man having his cake and eating it. It's good for the man to be clear. If we are having a polygamous family, ask him if that's what's happening. Let him explain to you. Whatever answer he gives you, decide, are you willing to stay in the relationships and continue? Because you never know if... in his head, you're both his wives, and he sees no issue with it. So it's up to you to decide, can I handle it or not? I think the earlier the better before it gets messier.
Okay, so next question. Did you find any hostility / negativity from the stepkids when you had your son? If so, how did you deal? Fortunately, I don't share a home with the steps, 18 years and 14 years, this years. I just couldn't.
Okay, so that's a whole topic on itself, having your own child, our own child, meaning your child between you and your partner. Was there hostility? I don't think it was hostility. It is fear. It is a fear that the children think, you know what, another child has come, now their baby has come, and maybe they won't take care of us or they love the other child more. So I don't think it's hostility. I think it comes from fear because also there are people, you know, people around them could be telling them, you know, another child is coming, you guys, he'll forget about you. So it's fear from the children, and I think it's important to listen to them and assure them that nothing will change. She doesn't stay with the children, yes, 18 and 14, but we can't deny the fact that it's their father. So they will visit their father, which I think you can't deny them. But my question is, do you also want your child to not know their step-siblings? That's not fair. You can't make that decision alone. I think it's unfair, for example, for Sean to not know his step-siblings. They share a dad. And I honestly tell you the truth, children don't see these issues as adults have. When you see Sean with his siblings, they are just siblings. They really don't care how it went down, who left who divorced who. So it's important. Let her think about the consequences of has a child, a son or a girl or a boy, I don't know the gender, if you want them to grow up without knowing their siblings, because at the end of the day, we can't change that about them. And us as parents, you know, we're getting older, we've done our time. Who am I leaving my child to? Why wouldn't Sean be in his sibling's life and they have formed their relationship? And trust me, kids can form the relationship without the adults interfering, and it happens naturally.
Next person says, hi, Kathy. Mm-hmm. Hubby and I are about the same, but I had made quote-unquote better financial decisions / investments before we met. I feel resentful because I pay significantly large amounts for our household, including kids, clothes, holidays, family investments, etc. I'm tired.
So she's in a blended family? Is she?
I doubt. I don't know. She hasn't mentioned that.
Because if she's in a blended family, I could understand why she's tired, because she's stretching her resources and spreading it across all the children, and some are not hers. That's the angle. I would think that's her question.
But even let's say it was just a normal family, blended or not.
Okay.
Given her situation,
mm-hmm.
What should she do?
I think you should sit down with your partner, tell them how you feel. She's tired. She used a very strong word, so she's tired. She's tired of the sacrifice because she invested more than the husband, and now that she has to do a lot of the finances. That's where it's tricky with finances. I think sit down with your partner, let them know where you're coming from, let your partner know that you're feeling resentful, and then you agree on if the person has to work harder to bring more money, or we have to tone down our lives. I think finances can really break a relationship. She should communicate to her partner that she's not happy with how things are right now.
Okay. Next question. Do you sometimes feel like you give Sean the best because he is your own, as opposed to the rest?
Wow. It's the opposite for me. I really worry more and give more to my stepkids because I feel they have gone through a lot. I overcompensate because I just imagine how it feels like to wake up one morning and your parents are not together and things have changed and shifted. So I do better for my stepkids than Sean. It's easier for me to be more firm with Sean than even my stepkids. So for me, it's the other way around. And right now where they are, they even tell me, Mom, it's okay. We understand. You can relax. But it's just because having seen what they've gone through after the divorce, I feel like it's my job to make sure that they have an easier life.
Okay, next question is, rather the next person says, hey, Miss Kathy, I'm a new stepmom, and honestly, I'm having a hard time. I at times think the kid is out to get me. She is 3 years old. She gets bad tantrums, and when you say no to her, it gets worse. Sometimes she's sweet and loving. I don't know if that's how kids behave, but she's making me scared of having them.
Miss Kathy, I have a new name. Thank you very much. 3-year-old is a very young child. Again, there's a lot of confusion. They might not be able to voice how they're feeling. It's also a stage where children are very egotistical. Between the age of 0 to 3, it's all about them. So it could be she's confused. There's a lot of changes happening, and definitely no one would be happy in that scenario. She doesn't also understand things. I don't think a 3-year-old is there to get you. No, not really. That's a baby. So try to find ways to cope with the tantrums. And again, a child is never too young for therapy. They could have play therapy. They could have art therapy, where they'll be able to give you a glimpse of what is happening inside them, what struggles they're having. So I encourage you to keep doing the right thing, stay with the child, seek therapy, and trust me, a three-year-old is not coming for you.
Okay. The next one is a dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
In a marriage, but always lonely and with dry spell. Mm-hmm. He spends 90% of his time outside with friends, mm-hmm. comes to the house to nap or shower and change.
Wow. Okay. 90% is a lot of time. You need, again, to evaluate. Do you want to stay? Have you spoken to your partner about this tendencies or how he's behaving? Have you talked to maybe a friend of his to talk to him about it, someone close, a parent, someone he respects, to just let them know that you don't appreciate the behavior that they have? Then follow due process. You know, if you've talked about it, someone is not willing to change, then it's up to you to make the decision. Am I staying or am I leaving? I know it's not that easy, but at the end of the day, you know your issues. You've articulated it very well. We are a partner. If you're in a marriage together, should not be spending 90% of the time outside. You know, when are you going to form a family? When are you going to talk? Life is already fast-paced. You know, so even if you have your partner at home more than the outside, you still, there are many issues you don't talk about. There are many experiences that you miss out. So I think she should address the issue and decide her next steps.
Right. So this is the last question, mm-hmm. more like a dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
She says, thank you for the podcast. I feel guilty when I want to spend more time with my own kids alone.
Mm-hmm. I addressed stepmom guilt a while back. You can watch that video for more tips, but how you're feeling is valid. Again, I repeat, inherently we always feel sorry for the stepchildren because you are the neutral party who's come in and seen the mess. So the guilt is there, but over time you don't overthink it. It is normal. It is okay if you want to spend more time with your child and your stepkids, especially if they're adults and, you know, they also have a life of their own. And to be honest, you could even ask your stepkids, do you think when I spend more time with my child, does it make you, how does it make you feel? And you'll be shocked. Maybe they also understand. They expect you to spend more time with your own child and form that bond. So, yeah, go ahead, address it. Talk about it, the big elephant in the room, and then do what you have to do. It's something I struggled with for a long time, which with my own blended family setup, and I was shocked that my stepchildren didn't even mind it. They were like, "Mom, yeah, I think it's about time you spend more time with Sean, get to know him." You know, my daughters were worried. You know, Sean is a boy. You know, when it reaches a point, sometimes they don't talk. So this is a chance to get to know who he is. And it was scary because, to be honest, I'd built a relationship with my stepkids more than with Sean. But I'm able to do it. And I do it through activities. So, yeah, stepmom guilt is real. But you can speak about it and you can figure it out together.
Okay, maybe just to add on that, what mm-hmm. happens when it's a setup where the kids are around the same age?
Okay, if the kids are around the same age, it's not rocket science. It's just the same way you can have three children, four children who are yours and around the same age. You have dates with the children together and separately. So there's a way around it. So if they're nearly the same age, it will even be easier. If they were, because then I don't have to stretch myself too much. So if they are together the same age, I'll have spent time with all of them doing what they like. And then I will then again go to each child and spend time with them according to what they like. And yeah, you solve the problem. So even in a family where a mother has many kids, it's never fair to just lump them all together. It reaches a point where you want to know each child individually. You did a good job. Well done.
Thank you.
I hope you guys enjoyed the session and the advice did make sense. Disclaimer, I'm not an expert in blended family topics, but I think I've been in one for many years and I've picked some tips and tricks. Like any parent, like any family, every family has its own dynamics, whether blended, whether, what is the other one? I'm so in a blended family that I don't know the other one. It's called what? Yes, either blended or a nuclear family. Every family has their own challenges. And I think the most important thing is to always bring out issues and talk about them before they escalate and become a big mountain. And children know more than you think they do. They observe us, they listen to us. And it is important for us as parents to ensure that we make the situation clear to the children according to their age, because we don't want children to grow up confused, hurt. They have issues in their heart that we could have dealt with as adults. I think we need to operate like adults. Sometimes I think the children are more adult than us. Just to make something clear, disclaimer, many people think, and I don't know, maybe it's how it's been portrayed over the years. I really never talk about the ex. I try to keep to myself. Many people think that I'm in a blended relationship or a polygamous marriage. No, it's a blended family, not a blended relationship or a polygamous relationship. But then again, and we all know in Nairobi, but yeah, just to make that clear, sometimes people have it confused and they ask advice, you know, as a second wife, as a third wife, how do you do it? I don't know. I am here hoping that I'm the only wife. But yeah, just a disclaimer. I hope you've enjoyed today's video. Please make sure to subscribe, to comment, to let me also know other questions that you have or topics you'd like me to talk about in this podcast. Sometimes, you know, having been in it for so long, I think some answers are obvious or some questions are obvious, so I might be biased sometimes. So feel free to let me know topics that you'd like me to address, and see you next time.